I am very deeply saddened to tell you that we've lost our former colleague and dear friend, Hubie King, who lost his battle with lung cancer Saturday night. Now, if you didn't know Hubie, you might recognize his name because of his work on the show Old Time Jam, which he founded on WAMU's Bluegrass Country in September 2007. Hubie was a native Washingtonian who, appropriately enough, discovered the sound of the banjo on radio when he heard Foggy Mountain Breakdown and other bluegrass songs played on WWVA out of Wheeling, West Virginia, and locally on the Don Owens radio show. He had to have a banjo. Much to his surprise, his parents bought him one, and he taught himself to play. He played with bands around the Washington area, and Hubie got a kick out of showing photos of one of these bands, which included him playing with John Duffy. Hubie earned his BA in business at GW University, and he left the area to follow another love, flying. He joined the Air Force, and he became a flight instructor and a fighter pilot. After the Air Force, he earned a master's degree in anthropology at the University of Wisconsin. Hubie worked as a consumer fraud investigator at the Wisconsin General Attorney's Office for 4 years and returned to the Washington area, where he became the director of the Prince William County Office of Consumer Protection until his retirement in 1990. When he moved back to the area, he rediscovered the music he loved, again on the radio, this time on WAMU. Hubie became active in the D.C. old-time music scene. He attended a lot of jam sessions, festivals, and workshops. He was a wonderful old-time banjo player, and he recorded one CD with Diane Jones called There Are No Rules. Hubie King volunteered at the Library of Congress, the American Folklife Center's Archive of Folk Culture, cataloging collections of folk music. He started the Old Time Jam on Bluegrass Country, as I told you, in 2007. At that time, it was a weekly show, just a one-hour show, and he did that until he retired in 2011 to focus on his writing. Hubie is survived by his wife, Chris, 3 children, 5 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. I thought Hubie's, all his work, his knowledge of the music and his ability to play and his work with at the Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, it all came together for me in this interview, the introduction he did of his good friend Alan Jabbar. Take a listen.
We're listening to Dinah by the Hollow Rock String Band, part of a group of young people who got together for jam sessions at the home of Tommy and Bobby Thompson near Durham, North Carolina in the 1960s. The Hollow Rock Band grew out of that group and consisted of Alan Jabbar on fiddle, Bertram Levy mandolin, Tommy Thompson banjo, and Bobby Thompson guitar. To my way of thinking, Alan Jabbar was one of the most influential people in reviving interest in traditional American music by acting as a song catcher of old tunes. He traveled over a wide area, collecting dance music from older fiddlers, learning their tunes, and teaching them to the jammers. When Hollow Rock String Band released a record of these tunes in 1968, the one we're hearing now, the old-time revival was on its way, and it continues today. Alan is an ethnomusicologist and the former director of the Library of Congress's Folklife Center. He is also an active teacher, author, consultant, and much recorded performing fiddler. And today he is my honored guest.
I loved that phrase to use. Today he is my honored guest. Well, one feature of the show that we insisted Hubie do, and oh gosh, he would get really embarrassed because we wanted him to show folks how important it was to be able to play music yourself, not just listen to it. For many people in the Washington area who were adult learners, we thought he would be a good example. So we insisted that when he had a guest in, that he play with them. And anyway, one of my favorites is a song he did with Adam Hurt. This is Hubie doing the Spanish Fandango with Adam.
I would like to try that Spanish Fandango.
Okay.
I remember it. Maybe just the 2 banjos?
Oh, yeah.
Is that all right?
Of course.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? That's Hubie King playing with Adam Hurt on one of his old-time jam shows. Well, I can tell you, I've just given you a list of his accomplishments, but he was the one coworker that we were all always happy to see come in, no matter when it was or no matter what the situation was. We were always happy to see him because he was a friend to all, and he happily shared his music with anyone who expressed an interest in it. A fine banjo player, he mentored many, many banjo players throughout his life, especially members of the Friends of Old Time Banjo. He was a kind and gentle man. Rest in peace, Hubie. We will all miss you terribly.